The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Second hour. Let's continue with more phone calls, and we have more guests as well. Mentioned John Clay early in the program. He's been covering Kentucky for the better part of 150 years, talking about Mark Stoops hitting the portal. We usually talk to John about the vagaries of John Calipari. We might save that conversation for later in the summer. John, thank you for being here. It's always, by the way, how is Cal doing? We haven't talked to you since the day after yet another early ending of a college basketball season. Has Cal calmed everyone down and have them believing in next year again?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I'd go that far, but he's been busy. He's trying to put together a roster. He's still waiting to see what happens with Oscar Tshiebwe, who's at the NBA Combine, is actually playing pretty well at the NBA Combine. I think most people thought Oscar, myself included, would not get drafted, but he has looked pretty good in the Combine. So whether he comes back or not, it's a big question. Whether Chris Livingston comes back or not, the guess is he's not coming back. Antonio Reeves is probably coming back. So Cal's kind of in flux right now as far as how his roster goes for next season.
Nothing unusual there. John, let's talk about the next season, which is college football, and Mark Stoops trying to get things back on track. He had the Cats ranked in the top 10, and then it all came undone. What's the vibe, what's the feeling about the upcoming season with a big quarterback coming over?
Yeah, it's a big question. Devin Leary, quarterback from North Carolina State, transferred to Kentucky. A lot of people considered him the number one quarterback in the transfer portal, at least at the time that he came out. Liam Cohen is back as offensive coordinator. Liam came to UK from the Rams, was offensive coordinator for a year, then went back to the Rams, and now is back at Kentucky. And Leary basically said he would not have come to Kentucky if it wasn't for the fact that Liam Cohen with NFL experience was back. So, obviously, you know, Will Levis is a big guy to replace. I think they feel like Leary will do a good job. He's a really accurate passer. He's not as big as Levis, but not many quarterbacks are. And then they got Ray Davis, a running back from Vanderbilt, who rushed for over 100 yards against Kentucky last year when Vanderbilt beat UK and rushed for over 1,000 yards at Vanderbilt. Feel like he can replace Chris Rodriguez, the running back, who was Rodriguez was also drafted. They got two good young wide receivers. And Barrion Brown and Dane Key, but those guys, they look good as freshmen, but they now need to improve as sophomores. And they got some questions on defense, lost some players over there, the linebacker, and then their nose guard, Justin Rogers, transferred to Auburn. They picked up a guy from North Carolina that should help there. Big question is, Paul's the offensive line. It was bad last year. They think it'll be better this year. You mentioned the transfer portal. Stoops went into the transfer portal hard to get on the offensive line, and I think that's going to be the big question mark going into the season.
John, I mean, I saw another commitment yesterday. I mean, it does seem like recruiting has taken a notch up. Is that just a long period, longevity? Is that Cone coming back? What do you think it is?
Yeah, yesterday, they got Carter Bowley, who's a kid from right here in Lexington, a four-star quarterback. They got a commitment from him. He's another kid who basically said he's not sure he would have committed to Kentucky if it wasn't for Liam Cohen. So that's really helped. And they've made some good moves in the transfer portal, and they've shown in the transfer portal, obviously getting Will Levis from Penn State. They got Wandale Robinson a couple of years ago from Nebraska. They got Jacquez Jones, who was a starter a linebacker from Ole Miss, Kedron Smith, a cornerback from Ole Miss. They've done a good job in making evaluations and getting guys who fit in the transfer portal, and they've kind of gone all in on the transfer portal this year with 13 guys coming in, including a place kicker from Georgia Southern. That might be the outside of Leary, that might be the most important guy they got because they struggled in the kicking game last year. They're hoping that he'll be a big improvement over. Matt Ruppelo overall had a good career, but he hit some spots last year when he just couldn't make a kick. So they're hoping this place kicker they brought in will help as well.
Let me ask you about Leon Cohen, because he's, if I remember, he's with the Rams, he goes to Kentucky, then doesn't he go back to the Rams, and then he comes back again? I mean, this guy's chalking up some frequent flyer miles between Lexington and L.A., isn't he?
Yeah, right. He was assistant quarterbacks coach with the Rams when he came to Kentucky the first time. He had a chance to call his own plays as a young coach. And had they Kentucky, the development of Will Levis that year, they won 10 games. And then Sean McVay called him up and said, I've got an offensive coordinator opening. I want you to come back to L.A. And he said he couldn't pass that up. But obviously the season did not go like they hoped it would at L.A. last year. Things did not go the way they hoped they would at UK with Rich Gangarello as the offensive coordinator. So Stoops decided to make a change. He was able to get Liam to come back. Liam has said that he's a college guy. He really enjoyed the college experience. He sees his future in college as a college coach. We'll see. But I know people here are thrilled to get him back because he really improved the offense a couple of years ago. They had become so run heavy and they were so predictable on offense. He really balanced out the offense. Of course, having Levis and Wandale Robinson really helped that. We'll see how Leary and these young receivers do this year. But overall, I think that's had a lot to do with recruiting. It certainly had almost everything to do with getting that four-star quarterback commitment yesterday.
And having said all that, with all those moves, I think he's only 37 years old.
Right, right. He's a young guy. He's a young guy. He's an up-and-coming guy. And I think, you know, what they are not afraid of. I mean, obviously they want him to succeed, but I think they see him as possible head coach down the road. So he's got a bright future ahead of him. And for whatever reason, things didn't work out last year with Rich Gangarello, who they brought in from the 49ers, hoping he would basically be able to duplicate what Liam did. And it didn't work out. They had injuries, offensive line problems. Like I say, the offensive line is going to be a big key. But yeah, Liam's kind of a rising star in college football. And if he can have another good year this year, you know, I think he'll definitely be mentioned for some head coaching jobs.
John Clay with us. John, speaking of Mark Stoops, I mean, he's done a really good job. And I'm not suggesting anything, but it does feel that in spite of longevity, in spite of everything that has gone his way, he still just can't quite get over the hump. And I don't know if that's being I don't know what that is other than the reality from a distance. What's it like covering him on a fairly regular basis?
No, I mean, he's done an outstanding job. He's really built a strong foundation. You know, they've been this, I think it's 7 straight bowls or something like that. But you're right. I mean, I think, you know, I've heard coaches say it's one thing to move up from being a bad team to being a good team. But it's or having a good program, but it takes even more than that to be a great program. And obviously you're in the SEC, you're in the same division with Georgia. They have been able to take advantage of the fact that Florida, you know, Georgia obviously is Georgia, but Florida is not, and Tennessee hit the skids there. They were able to take advantage of that. Looks like Tennessee is on the way back up. Tennessee pounded them last year down in Knoxville. So I think that's kind of got the fans worried. And last year was a step back. There were some factors involved, but it was a step back for them. So this is going to be an interesting year. It's going to be a key year. Can they get back to where they were? They hope to challenge, you know, it may not be able to beat Georgia, but at least challenge Georgia in the East. But they kind of took a step backwards last year. They need to get a step forward this year, that's for sure.
John Clay from Lexington, usually about issues concerning John Calipari, today about Mark Stoops. John, we'll see you soon. Look forward to it. Always great to have you on. We head to the break. Again, reminding the audience that Jim Brown has passed away at the age of 87. More on that when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We are back here on a Friday afternoon, and Booker is in Jersey, and you are next up.
Hello, Paul. How's it going?
Hey, Booker.
Yeah, I kind of taken some time off. I'm still recuperating from the surgery that I had on the 12th of April. I got about another month to go, but boy, what a shocker to hear about Jimmy Brown, as you announced it a few minutes ago.
What is that? Booker, help us, help younger people out, because you lived through Jim Brown's heyday and can appreciate his significance on sports and society. Try to help us better understand why we are still talking about Jim Brown.
Jim Thorpe. There used to be a guy named Bob Mathias, used to be on the Wheaties box.
Yes, sir.
And Rafer Johnson. They are probably the greatest athletes America ever produced. Jimmy Brown was born in the SEC down in Brunswick, Georgia. But I remember the first day of January, must have been in 1956, 1957. Syracuse played TCU. People think TCU just came in the spotlight this year, but back in the old Southwest Conference with Coach Abe Martin, TCU kept pretty good teams. And the game ended up 28-27. TCU won Cotton Bowl. And the play-by-play guy I loved from your alma mater, Lindsey Nelson. To hear Lindsey Nelson call a football game. Oh, my God. That was a great day. That was the day my daddy would never leave home after he went and heard the emancipation address at 10 o'clock in the morning. He came back home, put on his jammies, and we sat in the house and watched football on that Hallicrafters TV. And Jimmy Brown put on a performance that day against – he scored 27 points. And they lost to TCU 28-27. You know, he's a great field goal kicker, an extra point kicker, lacrosse player. And he probably one of the greatest athletes this country has ever turned out.
So true, Booker. Thank you very much for your thoughts on that. Let's continue with Tyler, who is up next in Atlanta. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I called you back in August last year. It was right after my father-in-law died. He was a big-time listener of yours. And so I'm bringing it around again. I'll call you in a couple more months to do another memorial on that.
Well, thank you.
So I got a couple of one question that kind of ropes into each other, but you know, I'm a big Irish fan and I love my SEC. I love my dogs, but I grew up an Irish fan. I wanted to see what you thought of Marcus Freeman's first year as a full blown coach, you know, running it from start to finish. And what your outlook is on this year. And then also with Buckner's transfer, how do you see him fitting into that offense? Cause I mean, he had a decent year, but he had some injury issues. So, I mean, he could go down there and be another Tua in that sense.
Yeah, Tyler, I like Marcus Freeman a lot. I thought last season it ended well with the bowl win, but there were a lot of things not to like. I think he's got a really good quarterback in Sam Hartman. I expect better things from him this year. Thank you for the call. Look forward to talking to you again in a few months or weeks, whenever it is. Rich is in Chicago. Hey, Rich, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Paul. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
What do you think the odds of Vanderbilt going over 3.5 wins for the year is? They got most of their good games at home. Pretty easy schedule.
Yeah, I think they will. In fact, I see 3 wins. I see 4 wins, 5 wins. I mean, I think they easily go over it. Hey, thank you. By the way, there's an interesting story. Remember we talked to this guy about a year or two ago, Mike Bone, the athletic director at Southern Cal. He, where was he, at Cincinnati, I think? He He went to Southern Cal, helped lead them to the Big Ten, and right before they go to the Big Ten, it just came out that he has resigned his position effective immediately. He gave a statement saying he's been in athletics for 40 years, and this was just the right time to step aside. Nobody decides immediately this is the right time to step aside. No. Something curious about that announcement. It sounds like he decided it was the right time to step aside right after the president called him in and said, you know what, this is the right time for you to walk out of here and step aside. Here's a paycheck. We're going to act like don't most ADs have a long goodbye or something?
Usually.
Yeah.
No 2-week notice.
If it ever comes out that I'm not here the next day and they say, well, Paul's decided to resign effective immediately, that means I.
You got the boot.
That means I attacked Randy with a. with a dangerous instrument. Let's continue. Nobody does. No, I mean that just doesn't happen. Usually there's some grace period. He'll step down at the end of the summer. Wants to spend more time with his family. Anyway, I could be completely wrong. I'm just reacting like that's just a hot take, isn't it?
Yeah,
hot take about something I know nothing about. John is in Arkansas. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that Jim Brown, it takes a pretty daggone good athlete when an entire sport has to change their rules because of one great athlete. And that's what Jim Brown did to the sport of lacrosse.
You're right. He was a better lacrosse player than football player.
Well,
and he was like the second or third best football player of all time. So,
well, Paul, I might have to say I'm an old guy. Saw it all through the 50s and the 60s. Best I ever saw, Paul. So that's all I have to say.
John,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Taking
and
the
you
call.
Are not alone. When he retired in the 60s, he retired as the greatest pro football player ever. And, things change. He never played in a Super Bowl, which is now prerequisite when you're Tom Brady and what you won, 7 Super Bowls or 8. I don't even know. I've lost track of how many Brady won. But he was one of the most impactful players of all time. And that's saying a great deal. He was phenomenal in college at Syracuse. He, as our caller just said, he was easily the greatest lacrosse player in college sports history. And I don't know who the number 2 person is, or 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. And I just resigned effective immediately because I didn't know that. Billy is in Louisiana. Hello, Billy.
Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, we got that established. Yes, sir. This is Paul.
Okay.
Feel like I'm at the G7. I'm waiting for the interpreters to tell me. Billy, go right ahead. We can hear you.
Yes, I'd like to speak about the new playoff for the national championship coming up, 12 teams, and the importance of this to the SEC.
Yes.
Because with the penalty in the SEC that's coming on, and with across the board, we probably not going to have many to no teams go undefeated in the SEC anymore. So with the new 12-team playoff, well, then there's good possibility maybe 3 or 4 teams and the SEC can still make it into the playoffs, where if it stayed like it was, a good possibility we wouldn't have any.
Well, that's all true. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think last year there would have been, 4 making the playoffs. It definitely makes it – I think it makes it more compelling. I totally agree. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate you being here. And Connor is in Missouri. Hello, Connor.
How's it going?
Going great. Thank you.
All right. Well, I have a few questions regarding Mizzou and what you think about Luther Burden being top 10 of the nation in receivers.
He's great. I just think Missouri needs to turn the corner, and I think maybe this is the year they finally get it done. What do you think?
You know, I think there's only one issue with that. You know, I think Luca Burden is a great receiver. You know, he had a lot of hype coming into the school and all. But I think our QBs are definitely a liability when it comes to that, you know?
That has been a problem. And what did I read today? That another commitment has changed his mind? I'll double check on that. Hey, thanks for the call. Tyler in Lexington, you're on the air. Hello, Tyler.
How you doing, Mr. Paul?
We are doing great.
Been a couple weeks since I've been able to get in, but I want to say condolences to Phyllis and her family.
Thank you.
And Jim Brown and his family as well. You had mentioned earlier that Jim Brown never won a Super Bowl. He did win a NFL championship.
Oh, sure. Well, what I meant by that is we now tend to look at, did you win a Super Bowl? Did you win an NBA championship? Did you? He quit playing in the mid-60s. The Super Bowl didn't start till what, 66, 67, somewhere in there?
I'm 38. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm twice your age, and I don't know about that one.
But great interview with John Clay. A couple points on that one. I didn't hear either one of you all give a over or under on wins. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that and this commitment from yesterday, the quarterback, Cutter Bowley.
Yeah, everybody is really excited by that. I was reading some things earlier about his commitment, and you heard John a minute ago. Hey, we're up against a break. We'll continue more in your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Andy is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Great. I wanted to. I've gotten you a new big fan, I don't expect any referral money, but I got to tell you how it happened. So more often than not, when I'm on hold with your show, and I'll ignore a few calls from my wife, and she got a little irritated one day, and wanted to know why I don't answer the phone, and I said, well, you got to understand, I'm on hold with Paul Feinbaum. She said, Paul Feinbaum, is that his name? I said, yeah. She goes, well, show me your call list. And she saw where I called like 27 times in a row, and then I finally got through to you. I was on hold for about an hour, and I said, it's a whole thing, honey. You got to understand. So she started listening to your show. She actually became a fan of Legend and some of your bigger names, And there was a time that I had left the house. I forgot to shut the garage door, and I didn't even take the trash out. So she was giving me a hard time. And this is after listening to your show for about 3 weeks. And I just, got tired of the hard time. I took a deep breath, and I said, well, I'm up against the break. Thanks for your call. And I hung up on her. It felt good, Paul. It felt so good.
That is so, what a great line to use to your spouse.
I'm doing it all the time.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm up against the break. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, thank you. And I know how to do it.
You do it every day.
I'm up against a break here right now. I got to run. Randy's calling me. Charles is up next. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how you doing? First time caller from Hilliard, Florida.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love the Fall Pond Show. Been listening for years on Paul Fonbo is one young, amazing man.
Not about the young part, but I agree with the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Bulldog fan and a diehard Cowboys fan. I just wishing that my Cowboys would have drafted Stetson Bennett. We'd probably be able to go to the Super Bowl again because we're not going to make it with Dak.
I'm beginning to think all that money for Dak was not well spent.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to Legend. I love him. He's going to be losing some money again because he's going to have a better career than the quarterback that the Colts drafted, Richardson. He's going to have a better career than him.
He might. Hey, listen, Charles, you be well. You take care of yourself. Merrill is up next in Tennessee. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
I hope Saban stays in Rome for a lot of time. You know it. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how long he's there for, but I think he'll be back for the season. Merrill just wanted to tell Saban to stay in Rome.
When in Rome.
Do as the Sabans do.
JT
in Fort Payne, Alabama.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Hey,
enjoy
there.
The
what's
show.
Up? Thank you.
Hey, I am wondering about the Auburn situation. Is this something to be serious about or be concerned or worried about with these videos and things? I'm just really worried. What do you think?
Yeah, JT, I don't know much about it. I heard about that yesterday. No, nothing more than that. But I think it will be okay. That would be my uneducated opinion.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Auburn always finds a way to keep it down home, cuz, don't they? They don't let scandal get in the way of anything.
No.
Steve is up next in Atlanta. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul. Love your show. Love your analysis. And, LSU Tiger Nation is so excited about Logan Diggs committing out of the portal. And I don't know what you think or anybody else thinks about it, but to me, I think stepping on the field, he becomes the number one running back on the roster. And he kind of reminds me of Edwards-Helaire, except he's got better lateral movement. So, man, I'm just so excited. I think with him and Emory and Noah Cain up and coming, I think the LSU Tigers have got just a trio of incredible running backs. What do you think?
I agree. That's great to hear. Steve, thank you for the call. You be well. You take care of yourself. And check in with Jay up next in Athens. Hello, Jay. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. First-time caller. I'm a UGA grad, basking in the glory of this golden age of Georgia football. But I was just wondering, how long do you think Kirby Smart is going to be at Georgia?
I think he'll be there for some time. There are no college jobs he would leave for. I think the only question that I don't have answered is at some point, considering his success rate, does he decide to try the NFL?
I agree with you on that. I think Kirby Smart loves Georgia, but I think he loves football more. And you heard it here first. Someday Kirby Smart's going to coach the Dallas Cowboys.
I hear you. Thank you. But Kirby's a uniquely suited person for college football, though, and I don't know if he's going to get – I mean, some coaches, Saban was one of those, Spurrier, who felt like they had to take a shot at pro football. I don't think Kirby Smart is in that realm. I think he's pretty comfortable with who he is. Philip is up next in Virginia. Hello, Philip.
How's it going, Paul?
Okay, thank you.
I just want to say the Ohio State's coming this year. I don't see a SEC team coming. I don't even know if one of them might make the playoff this year. Who knows?
Philip, that's a great line. How many years in a row have you been trying that one?
I ain't trying it. I'm just saying. It was pretty close last year, wasn't it? Things happen. It is what it is.
I mean, I'm just I mean, I agree. From a talent standpoint, nobody should be that close to Ohio State. They have more talent than anybody in terms of what it translates to.
I don't want to take nothing away from Michigan. Michigan stepped their game up some, but year we should be right back on track.
Yeah, I heard that last year, heard it the year before, heard it the year. I've heard it every year Ryan Day's been there. Hasn't happened yet. Why should I believe it this time around? You believe it?
No.
Dave is in Indiana. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you today?
We're doing great.
Yeah, I'm a Buckeye fan, but I'm more of a Big Ten fan than anything else. Have you heard if Oregon and Washington might join the Big Ten too, the Big Ten as well, or you think they've done what they think they're going to do and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a possibility, but I don't think it's happening yet. First, you have to get SC and UCLA in, and that's happening next year. And I think in time it could happen. Nicole Auerbach joining us top of the hour. We'll get her reaction to what happened this week with the ACC, as well as the surprising resignation of Southern Cal's athletic director.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And he stole the show yesterday. He is back today. We are speaking of Dwayne on the rig. How are you, Dwayne?
I'm fine. I'm a first-time caller, Paul Feinbaum, to your show. Thank you for taking my phone call. Hey, Paul Feinbaum, I got something to say to all them crack smokers and Andrew Duff Smoke was out there talking about Kirby Smoke talking about going to the NFL. The man ain't going to the NFL. The man ain't going nowhere. That man ain't going to listen. Them grown men ain't going to listen to that man hollering at them, all right? Now get that in your head now. Nick Saban tried that out already. Nick Saban did it with Miami Dolphins. Caesar Collins, the Diesel, the running back for LSU went crazy on Nick Saban. He was breaking the people. He was breaking the women's apartments, and Nick Saban ran back to the college. Remember that? Caesar the Diesel.
Yeah, I remember Cecil the Diesel.
Yeah, when Nick Saban was coaching at Miami Dolphins, he had Caesar the Diesel on his team, but Caesar the Diesel went crazy. He started breaking into women's apartments and stuff and raping women. And Nick Saban was pulling his hair out. Nick Saban said, "Oh no, I got to get out of here."
Hey Dwayne, first of all, nobody knows. I mean, you're going down a dark road here. I mean, there's some.
I'm going down a dark road. That's true.
Well,
it's all the police report.
Police reports don't equate to criminal convictions.
Why? But that man did that.
Okay, now let's move on from Cecil to Diesel.
All right. So, I don't worry about Cecil to Diesel no more. Hey, Paul Feinbaum, you tell all them crazy people out there about Kirby Smart ain't going nowhere. He ain't going to no NFL team. LSU is the best team out there. We're going to win the national championship. All them Ohio State man just came on that talking about Ohio State, the SEC. Ohio State can't beat nobody in the SEC. Tell them that.
So I mean, you act like LSU has already overtaken Alabama and Georgia.
We got them suckers. We got them. Hey, The man goes, hey, the man ain't coming back. The man out there in Rome or Italy, he ain't coming back. You already know Brian Kelly going to win everything. You don't make no sense.
So you really think that Nick Saban is remotely concerned about Brian Kelly?
Man, Brian Kelly, we're going to beat him. We got something for Jimbo, too. All y'all Texas people out there.
Jimbo with his worst year ever. I mean, he cleaned the furniture with you guys last year.
Yeah, he did. We got some with Jimbo. He cheated. Hey, he cheated one game when that ball touched that ground.
He didn't cheat. No, what are you talking about, Dwayne?
LSU won that game.
Dwayne, explain to me what was it, a 28-point home loss to Tennessee. I've yet to figure that game out.
Man, them people ain't going to do that never again, man. That gimmick they ran in Tennessee, that man ain't going to do it. Josh Hubbard ran that gimmick for 1 year. Hey, they ain't running that no more. People going to bust Tennessee up. South Carolina going to bust them up. South Carolina going to get them. South Carolina going to get Tennessee. I think South Carolina going to get Georgia. Their third game in the season. South Carolina got a good chance to get Georgia.
Dwayne, do they have, on the rig, do they have alcohol on that rig?
No, I got no alcohol on no rig. They got no. Now, if we do have any, we have non-alcohol beer sometimes. We have crawfish balls and stuff like that, shrimp ball, non-alcohol. Yeah.
It sounds like you need a drink.
I need a drink right now. I don't drink when I get back in. I don't drink a whole lot of stuff when I get back in. I'm like the cannon man, the cannon liquor.
What do you drink when you're back in the States?
Crown and Coke, baby.
And Crown and Coke?
That, and I drink that, Grey Goose and Cranberry.
Grey Goose and Cranberry.
So Crown is bourbon, right?
That's right.
And no, Grey Goose is vodka or gin?
Yeah, vodka. Ain't no gin. Vodka, man. You think I'm out the hood?
I mean, you talk to me like I'm a bartender. I have no idea. I don't drink this stuff.
I don't need to drink.
I have people like you.
I don't drink those Snoop Doggy Dog stuff. No, Snoop Doggy Dog stuff like that.
Oh, you like those wine coolers?
I don't drink no wine coolers. I don't drink that. That for women. Women drink wine coolers. I ain't no woman.
Dwayne, I have a feeling the female race just can't wait to see you off that rig, man, with your attitude.
I know they can't. Oh, they on me. Hey, they're going to be on me like hot twat.
Be careful.
They'll be on me like hot potatoes, baby.
Be careful.
Bye.
Family show.
Bye, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Let's sober up here and go to Larry from Shelby.
Oh, boy.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Larry, I can tell you've been in there. Are you still drinking Bud Light?
Never stop.
No. I went to Modelo.
What? Modelo. I thought you used to be a Bud Light guy.
I can't leave my friend, but, you know, I'm not
okay,
going to
you've
that.
Got an NIL deal with Modelo, okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Dwayne, I like him, man. He's got imaginations out of this world, you know. But the only thing y'all going to be champions of is T-Bag champion, Jack. Oh, that hurt, Dwayne. But that's all y'all. I swear to God, Paul Feinbaum, you're pumping this coach up for LSU.
Yeah, I don't have to pump him up. I think he beat you guys last year, Larry.
Slop luck. That's what you call slop luck.
Be careful, Larry, when you're talking about luck, that word luck on a live show. I don't need a guy after seven beers accidentally saying something other than luck.
I'll tell you what, I bet Dwayne right now, the LSU does not even get in the top 20. I bet they're getting knocked out.
I bet you right now, Larry, you're in double digits on Modelo's.
No, I'm just telling you, Paul. I mean, listen, I don't drink and ride, but I pull over and take a drink and get back down the road. I'm not damn stupid, man. I'm not stupid.
No, I would, okay. Larry, why would anyone ever think that you were stupid?
Right. There you go, Jack, because I'm a very well-educated man. I quit. I went to Woodlawn High School. I sure did, and I tried out for football.
Larry, did you graduate Woodlawn?
No, I got smarter than the teachers and quit. That's what my daddy said. He said, oh, you think you're so smart, huh?
So you did not graduate high school. Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I got a GED, but my old man coming in and snatched me out of bed once.
I did graduate. I don't think it's helped me one bit.